Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Well, here we are at the last of the week, Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. And we are having another slice of fresh bread, but it's a little stale in that we read this text yesterday. We kind of marched around it to understand what is the office of deacon and how it relates to the previous office and the qualifications for the office of an elder, and how deacons are likewise qualified as elders in similar fashion, but not exactly. Now we're going to get into some of the details of their qualifications. So look with me, beginning in verse 8. Deacons likewise, that is not exactly, but in similar fashion to the elders, hear your qualifications, must be dignified, not double-tongued, nor addicted to much wine, nor greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. And let these also be tested first, then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. Now let me stop there and talk about this initial round of qualifications that have been given to us in the text. This initial round of qualifications is looking at his life, and he's saying he's to be a dignified man, that deacons, they're handling the resources of the church. They're leading the mercy ministry of the church. They're overseeing the facilities of the church. They're taking care of certain policies of the church. And they are leading in the stewardship of the church. In other words, there's a lot of money flowing through the hands of the elders that comes from God's tithes and the offerings of God's people. And there's some serious ministries that they are ordained to do. Well, they need to be dignified. And they not only need to be dignified, they can't be double-tongued. They can't speak out of both sides of their mouth. You know when a deacon speaks, he'll say what he means what he says, and is never mean when he says it. And then you also note that they're not addicted to much wine, so that they are not known as a drunkard. And they're not greedy for dishonest gain. Well, look at all the finances that the deacons are handling. It's pretty clear they need to not only be trustworthy in what they say, but how they handle things. And there's no question, you don't have to worry about embezzlement. The tables of the Lord, the banks of the Lord, they don't see it as theirs. They see themselves as stewards over it. And they hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. So deacons are very practical in their ministry of mercy and administration and stewardship. But that doesn't mean they don't need a theological perspective, that deacons should be theologically trained as well. They hold to the mystery of the faith. And when the word mystery is used, it means something not known without God revealing. And that would mean his word is his revelation. And they need to also be tested first. Now that tells you elders ought to be tested first. You don't put a man in the office and then test him. You test him before you put him in the office, whether an elder or a deacon. Well, then after that, he now turns to the matter of their wives, that their wives likewise, there's that word likewise, in other words, in a similar fashion to the elder and the deacon, the wives, and I would suggest of elders and deacons, but specifically in this text of deacons, that the wives of deacons must also be those who are dignified, not slanderers. They are sober-minded and they're faithful in all things. In other words, they reflect their husband's lifestyle with their own lifestyle as well. Why is that important? Number one is this. Elders and deacons get into many times some very crucial issues in the lives of men and women. They must be trustworthy, and their trustworthiness must be manifested in how they have ministered in their own families to their own wives, and their wives become a testimony of that effectiveness. You want to know that elders and deacons have a vital and robust relationship with their wives. That's why the one-woman man for an elder. That's why the qualifications for the wife are being exemplified in this matter of the deacon's relationship. It's absolutely crucial. And that's why it will then go on to say, let them be the husbands of one wife. They're also one-woman men. They know how to manage their children, and they know how to serve the Lord as a deacon. Well, he ends with a great exhortation that those who serve as deacons well, then they will be given great reward. Now, I'm going to come back to this one more time with you on Monday, but until then, I want you to be with the Lord and his people in your home church that's faithful to the Word of God. Worship the Lord with gladness, and then join me for another slice of fresh bread on Monday.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.